Welcome to the Perspectives on Healthcare podcast, where members of the medical community from different roles, venues, and locations share their unique perspectives on quality healthcare, its future, and how to improve it. Now, from the Your Keynote Speaker studio in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, here is your host, Rob Oliver.
Thank you and welcome. I appreciate you being with me today. This interview is another interview from the Patient's Perspective Marathon. It is number 61 in that series. And my guest is Marianne Stanchik. She's a friend of mine from here in White Oak, Pennsylvania. And for those of you who are watching this on video, I'm not sure what is going on with her webcam, but everything is purple. That is not your screen. It is not my screen. And as you'll hear in the introduction to the video, it's definitely not an accurate representation of who she is and what she's wearing, but it's what we have in the feed. So anyway, here is my interview with Marianne Stanchik. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi.
How are you? You are like all purpled out tonight. It looks wonderful.
Well, it must be the lights because it's gold, but I'm in black.
Really? So yeah. So it appears to me that every part of you is purple. Like your dress is purple, your hair is purple, the blinds are purple, the whole thing. Yep, completely.
No, it's black.
That is too funny. Well, you know what? You being here, whether or not you're dressed in purple I'm appreciative of that. Let's start with this. What is your name?
My name's Marianne Stanchik.
And Marianne, where do you live?
I actually live in White Oak, Pennsylvania.
All right. Another wonderful White Oak resident, and I appreciate you being here. So can you tell me a little bit about yourself and your experiences in healthcare?
Well, the last 8 years I've worked for a nonprofit, and it seemed like every year we were getting different insurance. That led to, your primary doctor changes because they've gone with another insurance company. I've had to change eye doctors, medical doctors. So I decided to retire in December early. So I don't have Medicare. So then I had to start shopping for insurance. I did go on the Penny website, the state Penny website for insurance. It's not real easy to shop, for someone with a college education. It's not easy. I don't know how people do it. And then you're guessing at your income because they're giving you a price for insurance. And at that point, I mean, my Social Security just started this month,
Wow.
So I did take insurance. I made sure the only medication I have is an eye shot for wet macular degeneration. And I made sure that was covered. I took a $7,500 deductible because I don't go to the doctor except for my eye problem. Mm-hmm. The medicine was covered, and I went in for my first shot, and they wanted $600.
Wow.
Yeah, and my shots were every month. So I guess with my surprise, they were able to give me samples, but from there, I'm still dealing with the insurance that I purchased.
Yeah. And part of the problem is that you buy it and then you're stuck with it for a year, at least, while you're figuring things out, and all of a sudden now you're this far into it and realizing that, what you're looking for and what you need isn't covered. Can you talk a little bit about, if you knew then what you knew now, would it have changed your insurance choices?
It probably would have changed me staying at work. Wow. I retired early.
Right.
So I had full paid medical insurance that was covering everything.
Yeah.
I mean, my insurance that I took is not cheap. It's like $1,500, $1,600 a month for two of us.
Wow.
But because I'm guessing at my income, I'm paying around $400 a month.
Okay.
But at the end of the year, I may be paying a lot more.
Sure. That's, yeah, it's so difficult. And you're, you know, like I said, you're locked into it for a year. And I understand where you're coming from. I was working for a nonprofit, and that's exactly it that we had. We were changing insurance every year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I had talked earlier in this about how Pittsburgh is divided, and you have UPMC, the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, mm-hmm. and they offer health insurance, and they have their own hospitals, and their health, they don't pay for you to go to other hospitals, so you have to use their system, and then they don't accept other insurance, so you either have UPMC or you have something else. And my doctor was with UPMC, so I wanted to stay there, mm-hmm. but it was it became untenable to for our company to offer that as an option, and at which, you know, I was forced to leave my doctor because of health insurance, which just atrocious.
I've had to do that a few times.
Yeah.
It is. It's sad.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So in your healthcare experience, have you met someone that you would say is a healthcare hero?
I really can't say. I mean, they're doing their job. I don't really know anybody that's gone above and beyond. Off the top of my head, I really can't think of anybody.
Okay. And I appreciate that. I mean, it's an honest answer because, you know, folks are, it's your experience. And sometimes the experience, it's okay. It's not bad, but not bad is not, it doesn't relate to, doesn't equate to, you know, being a hero from that perspective. So it's a fair assessment. So what does quality healthcare mean to you?
Well, since I've been shopping for health insurance, I know it's expensive, but it should be affordable to everyone, and it's not. I mean, I ran into someone in a store that I grew up with, and she's going to work because she can't afford insurance. You know, even with Social Security, she's a year too young to get Medicare. So she's continuing to work. It's so hard to figure out. I just, you know, if you have something wrong, God forbid, trying to figure out what insurance to buy. And it is very expensive. And look, I thought I bought good insurance, and they wanted $600 the first doctor visit.
Yeah. So difficult.
It is.
And I, knowing you as I do, like you're doing your research, you're looking at all the options and making sure that it's adequate for your needs. And mm-hmm. it turns out that it doesn't quite match where you are. I've officially confused myself. We just talked about quality healthcare?
Yeah. What do medical providers understand about me?
What do you wish your medical providers understood about you? Thank you for keeping me on track.
I think the biggest thing is I don't mind waiting in a doctor's office, and I always try to be there early to give them 15, 20 minutes. But I have sat for 3 hours for a doctor. I know their time is precious, but they need to understand too that everyone's time is precious. And I'm in an eye doctor's office with a lot of older people, and they just will not sit there. They just don't want to sit.
Sure.
I mean, I've seen people get up and walk away. And I know things happen, but I wish they'd understand that everybody's time is precious, and to try to maybe not book them so tight, you know, so that they didn't have so many people in the waiting room. I think that's a big thing. Just the other thing with I wish they would know is, I know they have certain procedures to run tests, like if you had a problem, but I've been to a doctor's office and he'll say, I have to do this test before I do that test. But that second test is the one that we need to do. And I'm like, so I got to jump through hoops and go do test one, and just because you want me to do test two.
Yeah. Again, with a high deductible plan like what you've got, you're looking at the expense of test one compiled on the expense of test two, and it becomes overwhelming at some point, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Plus, okay. It's your time too.
Yeah.
You know, all the running around.
Yeah. So it's rough to, you know. There is a way in which it's made very clear that your time is not nearly as valuable as their time. And that is, you know, that's a difficult pill to swallow, right? Am I overstating that?
No. And you know, I've had even waiting a long time, and I don't go to the doctor a lot. But I've had, after waiting hours, someone coming in, zoom, 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 you're in and you're out. Sometimes you don't even see the person, the doctor that you want to see.
Right.
You know, that they're in a big hurry after you've waited a long time.
Yeah, and part of it is the fact that they've got a list of patients to see, and they've got but you're right. It's kind of like, if you've ever been to an amusement park where you stand in line for hours and hours to get on a ride, and then after you take the ride, you're kind of like, I waited all this time for that. Does that make sense to you?
Oh yes.
So very cool.
I walk out of the appointment and I had questions and I didn't even ask them.
Yeah. Cool. So Marianne, tell me, what is one thing that you think medical professionals can start doing today to improve the quality of healthcare?
One thing that I think with COVID has helped is the virtual visits. It has helped, but I don't understand their billing, because it costs just as much as if you went to the doctor.
Mm.
You know, I get a bill in the mail and it's the same price. So, I do like that part of it, but they sway you to a virtual call when I want to go see the doctor.
Sure.
So, it kind of works both ways, you know.
Yeah.
I know with COVID, we're not trying to get into the doctor's office a lot, and I don't go a lot. I might go once a year if that.
Right. It's so interesting. You know, it's funny because, you know, the doctor's office still has the same overhead. Like, you know, they've got to have a building and they've got to have all of those things. And so even if you don't go to their building, they've still got to pay the mortgage on it. So somehow the price for a telehealth visit is the same as the price for an in-person visit, which you're correct. it doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
No.
So
no, very, it doesn't.
Yep. Super interesting. Listen, my next guest is not here yet.
Okay.
So are you okay hanging out with me for a little bit?
Sure. I can hang out. Yes.
Okay.
How are you doing? Are you tired?
You know what? It's not too bad yet. I'm doing well. I've got, I do have a break coming up in an hour and 45 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
So, in an hour and at 2 o'clock, I'm going to get a, I'm going to get an hour's nap. So I'm looking forward to that. And
oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's
You're
exciting.
Amazing.
Well, amazingly stupid is no. quite possible, but
no.
Yeah. In the meantime, I'm having, this has been extremely insightful and it's been fun. And the people that I've talked to have been phenomenal. And so, and you're part of that list. So thank you for doing that.
Oh, sure. No problem.
All right. Well, my next guest is here. So okay. I will say, Marianne, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for your
thank
support.
You.
And I appreciate your perspective on healthcare.
Thanks for listening to Perspectives on Healthcare. Visit perspectivesonhealthcare.com to learn more about Rob Oliver or to subscribe so you never miss an episode. If this podcast was valuable, we'd appreciate a review on iTunes. Or if you tell a friend or coworker about the show, that would be helpful too. Join us again next time for more Perspectives on Healthcare.